This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. Testing of groundwater and soil samples is underway at the San Luis Obispo Airport as an independent testing company works to find the source of chemical contamination showing up in the well water of neighboring homes. That's the sound of drilling equipment located this week on the southern edge of the airport. Scientists are looking for traces of trichloroethylene, or TCE. It's a solvent used to clean machinery and was widely used at places like airports decades ago. San Luis Obispo County, which owns the airport, is under orders from the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board to do this testing. Guy Savage is the county's assistant administrative officer and says the testing is important, but
from everything we've seen thus far, we've not seen any indication that the contamination is coming from on-airport property. So that's still our position. Have we found some things that we want to look at? Yeah, absolutely. That's why we did some last-minute adjustments to some of the soil gas testing that we're going to do. But at this point, there's nothing to indicate to us that the contamination is coming from airport property.
Attorney John Fisk is with Eco Lawyers in San Diego and represents the dozens of families affected by this problem. He says he sees the situation quite differently.
With the information that I have and my experts have available to us, we disagree with the county and we agree with the water board, which is why the water board is asking the county to go through these efforts to test on the county airport property.
The county says its main goal now is to make sure the public is safe from these chemicals and to find the source.
And until we can definitively prove to ourselves that the airport property is not the source of the contamination, we're going to keep testing. It's that important to us.
Much of that testing can be easily seen from a public airport viewing area on Buckley Road. Guy Savage says this is adequate for those interested in observing the process. John Fisk, again, disagrees and says the county denied their request to have a single qualified observer on site. He says his team is specifically upset about a testing area that's not within public view.
That is, in our opinion, one of the most important locations to be observing on what the county is doing and how they're doing it.
The county says the water board will be there to act as that observer, making sure the testing is done properly. But Attorney Fisk says his clients want somebody who directly represents them.
You know, the folks at the water board are doing everything that they can, from what we can tell. However, they don't live on these properties that are being affected by the groundwater contamination. They are not drinking the water.
Savage says he's confident the safeguards in place will be adequate.
We have an independent contractor doing the testing. They're being sent off to a certified third-party lab. We don't have any connection to those guys directly. The reports are going to be sent back. The Water Quality Board will have an opportunity to review those independent of us. And then, of course, if they do go through with a lawsuit, they'll have the opportunity through the discovery process to come on site and do their own testing.
Final test results are expected this fall. If those results indicate the airport is the source, Savage says the odds it came from a county employee are very small and that the TCE would have likely come from a current or prior tenant. Randall White, KCBX News.